It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The publication Coffee Review has a pulse on the specialty coffee industry, and the editors rank this year's most exciting coffees from thousands of cups sampled across the world. A Madison roaster comes out on top, which caught our attention. Call in with the question, share your comments on coffee, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 for conversation. Email ideas at WPR.org. Laura Salinger Johnson is co-owner of JBC Coffee Roasters. Laura, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. And Michael Johnson here as well, founder of JBC Coffee Roasters. Michael, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Yes. So, Michael, starting with you, Connoisseur Magazine Coffee Review ranked your Wilton Benitez Pink Bourbon Columbia Roast as this year's top coffee in the world. Can you describe it to us? What is its flavor profile?
Well, it's a super bright coffee. It's very has a lot of fruit notes. It's very creamy and silky on the body. It's one of the most delicious coffees I've ever tasted in my life.
Why is that? Because you taste a lot of coffees, I would imagine.
We do taste a lot of coffees here at JBC. You know, we're looking for coffees that really shine and stand out in terms of having real clarity in the cup, lots of bright fruit notes, a crisp, clean, sweet acidity, and a nice silky body.
So what about the balance with acidity? What do you look for there when you try to make sure that you have kind of some of that evenness, that balance in the coffee?
Yeah, usually when we're talking about balance, we're talking about the interplay between the acidity and the body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if it's got, you know, if it's got good balance, you'll find the sensation where the acidity comes in and cleans your mouth up and the body tries to follow in quickly behind it, but there's almost a fight between the body and the acidity in your mouth. And in the end, it ends up nice and creamy and smooth. And those are the cups we usually denote as balanced.
So, Laura, the Pink Bourbon variety is gathering interest. It's considered a new darling of specialty coffee. That's by the coffee news publication Perfect Daily Grind. What is the draw to the Pink Bourbon?
The Pink Bourbon is a really sweet cup. So they found that this coffee actually has a higher sucrose number. So it has more sweetness. It's new. It was discovered in Colombia. And it's just a really lovely, like Michael said, a really lovely balanced cup with a lot of natural sweetness.
And then in the name of your roast, who is Wilton Benitez?
So he's a grower in Colombia. He's an engineer turned coffee grower. So he's doing a lot of really unique things at the farm level in terms of innovation and coffee processing. The specific coffee is an anaerobic fermentation coffee, and he's really experimenting with a lot of different ways to process coffee on the farm level and create these really unique cup values.
And he's also using, I think I read about a process of thermo shocking the coffee. What does that do?
Yeah, so he first hits the coffee with really, really hot water to kind of open it up and allow all the flavors from the fermentation to kind of take hold. And then he'll hit it with a really cold flavor with cold water to kind of tighten those beans up.
So do you have to take a different approach then in terms of roasting when that coffee has been kind of shocked in the processing of it?
Well, I might answer that. All the coffees here get a unique roast profile. And so after we've sampled the coffee on our small sample roaster, before it goes, you know, before we release it, we do test batches on our large production roaster and, you know, sample those batches to determine, you know, various different curves in which are going to show that coffee the best.
So, Michael, you're a certified Q grader for evaluating coffee. What are you seeking out? What are you searching for when grading a coffee?
Well, really, sweetness is one of the main goals. And so we're looking for balanced cups that have high levels of sweetness and familiar flavor profiles for people. And so people like a certain range of flavors, and we try to give them that.
Laura, how can someone, you know, develop a more refined taste for coffee? If they say, nah, coffee, not for me, how does one develop a taste?
I think it's similar to like wine and beer. you just start tasting coffees. And if you start tasting coffees against each other, you start to realize really what's a really good sweet cup. We do cuppings at our location where we teach people kind of how to taste coffee. We don't tell them, you know, that you have to be super specific. You don't have to give me this flavor note or that. Just let me know if you think the cup is good, if it's sweet, if it's balanced, and really just go from there.
You both say that one of your favorite parts of the job is the relationships that are developed with the farmers who grow the beans. Michael, what is that like? And do the beans or the roast make more of a difference in quality when you have those deep-seated relationships?
Oh, yeah. I can't tell you the value in the relationships. It's been humbling for us, and having the ability to travel around the world and meet all these different people and see their lifestyle and how they make things work. And it's a real humbling process. And you realize the effort and the passion these people have that produce some of these best coffees. It's not by chance that the greatest coffees are coming out of some of these very unique, distinct places. It's through a lot of concerted effort, and it's meant a lot to us. It's really humbling, again, just to see the amount of effort and work that goes into producing such a 1 pound of coffee.
When you see that amount of effort, is the Pink Bourbon variety challenging to grow for farmers?
I don't know if it's necessarily challenging. It's, it's a matter of intention. Hmm. And so, if they... different farmers experiment with different varietals, and some like some microclimates better than others. And so where the Pink Bourbon may grow great on Wilton Benita's farm, it may not grow so great at somebody else's farm. And so it's really a matter of finding your little microclimates on the producing property you have and determining which varietals are going to produce best there and then processing properly.
Michael Johnson and Laura Salinger Johnson, owners of JBC Coffee Roasters. As we look at the business and tasting of coffee, you can join in questions and comments along the way. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Laura, a U.S. Geological Survey map shows southern Wisconsin has among the hardest water in the country. How does water hardness affect a cup of coffee?
We really, unfortunately, here in Madison have some of the worst water for brewing coffee. So it's not going to taste good if you use the water here. What we recommend for people is to use, we have a product called Third Wave Water, and it's a mineral add back that you can add to distilled water to brew your coffee. It's really easy.
Distilled or reverse osmosis.
Right. Okay. Really easy to use, and it will make your coffee taste a lot better. If you can't do that, I just recommend using spring water. It's kind of our theory that maybe craft coffee exploded on the East and West Coast because they have better water for brewing coffee. Water is 98% of your coffee beverage. So it's really important that you have good water to brew your coffee.
Wow, that is so essential that, it can really then affect the outcome of what you taste. Is that right, Laura?
Exactly, yeah. If you're using the proper water and you're getting these really high-end specialty coffees, the bright fruit notes will pop. All those flavors that we're really after will really pop. If you use kind of the tap water here in Madison, that will become a little more muddled. I like to say a good coffee is better than a bad coffee, but if using the proper water is going to really accentuate what the flavors that we're after.
I want to make this an equal opportunity type conversation here, Michael. The health information site Healthline recommends decaf over regular coffee only for people who may be caffeine sensitive. What are your thoughts on decaf coffee and developments on that front?
There have been efforts to produce higher quality decafs, but really the majority of the highest grade lots are going just straight coffee. That's a pretty rigorous process to decaffeinate coffee. They have been some efforts to genetically modify coffees that don't have decaf, but that has its own challenges and consumer concerns as well. And so I would say that the highest quality lots are really still going to just the regular market just because it's so dominated.
Michael, you've been in the coffee business in Wisconsin for decades now. What could improve the business climate here in Wisconsin?
That's an interesting question. I mean, we've been seeing more and more cafes do multi-roaster approach, where they don't get stuck with just one roaster in particular. And we like that model a lot. It really then keeps you on your toes as a roaster to produce the highest quality. And so one of our favorite cafes in Madison, Cafe Domestique, follows this model. And they bring coffees in from all over the country. They use our coffee too, but I'll tell you what, it really keeps us on our toes. And we're honored when we get a spot on their shelf. And it's I think that model would help promote more higher grade coffee throughout the Wisconsin area.
It sounds like you're encouraging competition.
I'm not afraid of competition. We know we've got a good thing going on, and I encourage our competitors to do better. And so we really would like to see more specialty coffee all throughout the Wisconsin area. Our door's open, and so we'd like to spread the love.
Laura, as you spread the love, is there a market for such specialty coffee? Do people flock to it?
There really is. I think people more and more are seeking out higher end coffees, learning about it, kind of like the craft beer market exploded. That's really happening with coffee, especially here in the Midwest. It was really took root first on the East and West Coast. And that's where a lot of our business was coming from, honestly, for a while. But we're seeing this big explosion in the Midwest, in the Wisconsin area, of people really seeking out specialty coffees, learning about these special coffees.
Well, thank you both for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
Michael Johnson, founder of JBC Coffee Roasters, Laura Salinger Johnson, co-owner. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.